Hey guys, I just had a great conversation with Lauren Young Durbin. You're going to just love her. She is a woman that comes from strong women and she helps like women get career clarity. So, you know, maybe sometimes you're feeling stuck. Maybe sometimes you're feeling unfulfilled. Maybe sometimes you're like, just like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. So she helps you uncover what that might be so that you can have meaningful work, meaningful career, meaningful, potential, that's things that you really want to do, but you just didn't know you could do or have permission to do. So I love that she has this kind of space that you can be completely vulnerable and truthful and real and know that there's somebody here who's going to advocate for you in your career journey. I think you're going to love this, especially if you're a woman in your career right now who's kind of maybe struggling and stuck or just doesn't know where to go. This is the episode for you. So go ahead and watch it and enjoy. Let me know what you think. What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am so excited that you're here. I love you guys so much. I love everything that you guys do. You guys support. You guys are always leaving comments. You guys are always DMing me, all of that great stuff. And we have over 100,000 downloads going on this show. And so it's been phenomenal to see how you guys love the content, the people that we bring on, because you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, today we have an extraordinary guest. Her name is Lauren Young Durbin, who is here to inspire and empower us. Now, Lauren is a career clarity coach with a passion for helping women break free from the career ruts. Man, oh man, Lauren, where were you when I needed you about a year and a half?
Probably in a rut.
Right. Probably in a rut. She collaborates mid-career women to uncover this lucrative fulfillment that they have inside them, to find meaningful work and have this path to unlock their true potential. Now, Lauren's approach is not just about finding a job. It's about transforming our lives. And when we work with her, we're not just getting a coach. You're gaining a partner and an advocate in your career journey. And I freaking love that. So I want to dive right in and discover how Lauren helps women pursue these careers in their dreams, because lots of us, Lauren, we get to these jobs with this passion to have this job because we need a job, right? But then something along the line happens and we start to lose that love and that fervor, if you will, for that position or that career or that job. So Lauren, before we dive into all of that, because I can't wait to hear all the nitty gritties, I want to know a little bit more about you. So I know I gave a little bit of an intro, but who are you really, Lauren? Who are you?
Who am I? Whenever I hear that, I always want to go, I'm Jean Valjean. I guess goofy would be the first thing.
I love that.
But I am, like you said, career clarity coach. I'm a mom of twin toddler boys, so I'm often tired. I don't know what it's like to have a whole bunch of energy. I'm jealous of your energy right now. I am a proud Wellesley alum. I'm lots of things. I'm every woman. I'm Chaka Khan. I'm Whitney. I'm all of them.
I love that freaking answer. Nobody's giving me that answer. Awesome, Lauren. I love that. Right? Because we're multifaceted. We're just so many things. And that's why I think it's hard, like even with the women that I coach, like finding their niche sometimes gets really difficult for them because they're so multifaceted. And I always tell them, listen, the niche is not to pin you. The niche is for messaging. Everything else we'll find. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll find your people. So Lauren, like, let's talk about that, right? Because there's a reason, like you said, probably in a rut. We both laugh, but the truth is we all go through something that then catapults us into doing what we do today, whether when it's helping someone else, when it's impacting someone else's life. So yes. I want to go through that little bit of a journey with you. Like, what got you to where you are today? What happened that maybe you went through what you're helping women with, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I've been laid off more times than I care to count. But if I were to do so, it'd be three. so it's... I've been where people have been. A lot of my clients, mm-hmm. they've been laid off. They've just been like, their passion, their job, what they're doing may not be their passion. Their passion may just be paying the bills, which right. I think is a great passion. That's an honest passion. So I'm very similar. I went to law school, passed the bar, I'm a licensed attorney. I worked too hard to let that license drop. But yeah, practicing law or working in the legal field wasn't necessarily a passion of mine. What mm-hmm. I actually originally wanted to do was be a politician. Even as a little girl, I was like, I'm going to be president. But I'm a president of my own company. So I did something. Right. But I've been laid off a bunch of times. And so I know that roller coaster that we go on when you're mm-hmm. on. I've got married late in life. So I know what it's like to be a singleton, just only having to depend on myself to make the money and have to mm-hmm. advocate for myself and not having, you know, I'd say this now because I see the difference being married, not having a safety net. Mm-hmm, and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I don't have a second income.
Right. It's all you. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I've had a lot of experiences in my life that allows me to relate to a lot of what my clients are going through, whether it's trying to figure out what your passion is. For me, I found out it was coaching women, whether it's being in jobs, but not careers, been there, done that. Laid off, how does that feel? How do you get past like feeling that? I think everyone, even if you have supreme self-confidence, you have that moment where you're like, why wasn't I good enough?
Right.
Why was I chosen? So I've been through all of that. I said every woman, pretty much.
right. Yeah, because you've been through a lot, right? We went through the educational piece of it. Mm-hmm. Right. And then trying to find your career piece of it and then being in a job and then trying to navigate that world and then being laid off, which is always super fun. Yeah. Right. Those things come in. Did you wait? This is a little bit of a personal question, but I'm wondering because of women who are driven mm-hmm. and women who have a lot of purpose and drive, we do sometimes wait a little bit later. I actually started a little too young, way young. But that's because I had no guidance. You know, I really didn't have a really good, strong structure. But I'm just wondering, do a lot of the women that you maybe speak to, things like that, did they wait so long maybe to have relationships or children because they were so career driven?
No.
Okay.
It's a short answer. No, yeah, I think a lot of times because we're so driven and we're so smart and we have our stuff together, mm-hmm. I have to catch myself. It's a lot of times it's intimidating to mostly men, but to sometimes other women and other partners. So I think that plays a large factor, but from most of the women I talk to, not anymore, I'm married, but they're looking for that companionship.
Yeah.
They would like to have it, but it's very difficult. Anyone who's out there.
Yeah, I love that answer because, you know, I've spoken to many driven women, right? And, you know, they feel the same way. Although I've had a few that say, no, I was really hyper-focused on my career, what I mm-hmm. wanted to do with my career and have a certain amount of money or a certain amount of, you know, prosperity in my life or whatever that is for them to then have a family. And I have a close friend of mine who that was her drive. But I think she waited a little too long because then when she did get married, she couldn't have kids anymore because she was well into her late 40s and going into her 50s. And, you know, that was a difficult thing. It was a difficult thing. She's like, I waited too long. I by the time I looked up, I was on my age. I couldn't do anything about it, you know? So it can be a real challenge, right? So what drove you though to then say, I got to help women because there's always that moment, right, Lauren, or at least there's a series of moments where we have gone through something enough that we say, I don't want to do this crap anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so what was that moment for you then that kind of just shifted your life and perspective into wanting to help women?
I'm not being facetious when I say birth. I grew up in a little mini matriarchy. So I was surrounded by really smart women. And
while it's
different than a lot of my family and first gen, going to college and all that, they were incredibly supportive of me. And they're like, we don't understand what you're doing, but we support you doing it. And so I've always been inspired by powerful, strong, intelligent women who make a difference in the world, who are determined to make a difference, and they make a difference. And I went to Wellesley College, which just is a women's college in Massachusetts. So that just reinforced that. So it when I, really not being facetious, it's all my life, I've always been very connected to other women, girls, women, girls, teenager, women. So that's always been a passion of mine, because I really, really believe that when you make a difference with one woman, you make a difference for a whole village. Because it's, I think there's, I want to say it's an African saying that if you teach a man to read, you've taught one man to read. But if you teach a woman to read, you've taught a whole family. So that's kind of a driver for me, because I'm like, that is so true.
That is so funny. I never heard that before.
Really? Yeah. I heard that. I'm like, yes.
That is hilarious, Lauren. Oh my gosh. Okay. So then you decided to then really help women in this like mid-career space, yes, right? So what is that about? Like what, you know, why that space? Why that woman? You know, why did you want to really connect with that woman in that level? Because as I was reading your bio, you know, about transforming lives and how you really are about, you know, having them, you know, be an advocate in their career journey. Right? Were you noticing that women just didn't have that voice or weren't advocates in their own career? Like, what was that that drove you to pick that particular niche for that woman?
Well, what I've seen from, because that's where I am, mid-career Gen Xer.
Same.
Where, I found that women within that group, in our group, we kept our heads down, like you said. And actually, I'll go back to my earlier question. They want companionship about, you know, what do they wait? I agree with you. They tend to wait on having kids, but not necessarily on the relationship. But yes. So moving forward. So we keep our head down. We're like, I'm going to school. And a lot of times they go to grad school and they're just working, moving up the ladder. And then you reach a point where you're not moving up anymore for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Or like maybe you get laid off and you have a moment to think, I didn't really want that job. That was just the first job I got. Now I'm an accountant or something. And so this is really the time where we have the space and life experience to really start thinking about what we really want to do. And there's still time. So we're not near retirement. We're not at the end of our career. So we're not near retirement where we're like, okay, whatever. I just, you know, people are at different places there. Not at the very beginning where we're just like, I have no idea what I want to do, what I like to do, what I'm going to have for dinner, any of us. So it's for me, it's really the sweet spot of a career, even though it doesn't feel like it. I think a lot of us just feel like that is not the sweet spot because I'm not young. So then I'm not the one they're looking after and I don't have the extra experience, but I think it's a sweet spot because you have the experience, but you still have time.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And I felt that way too. You know, I just shifted careers a few years ago myself, right? And even recently I added to a career shift. And so at first I was like, I don't think I don't think I'm young enough for this. Like, I don't know if I have the brain power to learn all this stuff, you know, because I'm learning a bunch of things. But it's really fantastic because you're right. And we still have a lot of energy and a lot of drive and a lot of intellect. And we're just go-getters. I'm sorry, but Generation X will kick some ass and take some names. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't play games, right?
Yes, it's remember.
Thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I think that we had also the best of both worlds because we did have that world before social media and all that kind of stuff too, right? Where we had to remember numbers and had to remember ideas and things. And we had to be creative with our imagination. And you know, unfortunately, I think the generations behind us didn't have that luxury that we did. And, you know, a lot of us of stopped living our lives and started watching others live their lives. Yes. And that has become a problem because we have beautiful lives and we should really be looking at them. You're right. We still have time. So I love that you are really helping these women understand that and navigate that, because you can fall into two categories where you think you are too old and like, you know, I'm in my late 40s, 50s, like, you know, but we are so young still and vibrant and hip enough to know both worlds, that I think that's a beautiful thing that you're doing. So talk to me about a woman's coming to you now, right? She's listening right now. She is thinking, what is Lauren saying? What is she helping me with? How is she doing this? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how you're diving into their lives and having them have that, that revelation and that discovery, right? That they want to now move into a maybe something more transformative in their life, maybe something more impactful. Let's talk about that. What does your program look like?
Well, first thing I do is help them gain clarity. And by that, I listen to them tell me often what they're used to saying. I'll be honest. They say like their spiel. I'm like, well, tell me about like what's going on. And they tell you the spiel that they'll tell anybody at a networking event. And I'm listening. And to be honest, I listen to more of what's not said and how things are said as opposed to what they're saying, because, and then I hone in. I'm like, okay, so you said that, but this is what I'm hearing. Is that off? And I would say like 98% of the time I'm dead on, because they're coming to me for a reason. Like,
right.
That's my superpower. I feel like I have X-ray vision when it comes to what people are feeling and saying. And oftentimes there's lots of tears and laughter in my session, because I create a safe space that we often don't have, where you can be vulnerable and you can say, this is what's going on. And in every coaching, whether it's life coaching or not life coaching, career coaching, any kind of money coaching, there's some life coaching. And so you can't talk about what's going with your career without kind of like, okay, well, so what's going on like generally with your life? Like, what's stopping you? So the first step is always gaining clarity about where you've been, where you really are, and where you really want to go. And so once we figure that out, we work on, okay, we know now where you want to go, what you want actually want to do. And I use the words really and actually a lot, because I am a big proponent, and sometimes I have to divide it. There's a right now job to pay your bills and save up, and then there's where you're heading. And so I really work to bridge that gap. That gap is there. Oftentimes it's not. It might just be a pivot. It's not a complete career change. It might just be a pivot. Or they're like, yeah, I kind of like where I'm working, but I want to make it better. So once we reach that clarity, we hone in on actionable steps. Like, what can you do to get there? What are you good at? Because I find that a lot of these women, they like know what they're good at, but they're not good at selling themselves, for lack of a better term. So we work on communicating the value that they bring, their transferable skills, their experience, even outside of work, bringing that into it and learning how to network online and offline. And
talk, I love that.
So yeah, that's really what I work on: communication, clarity, and figuring out how to like tell people,
like what you're giving them. It sounds to me like you're giving them not only the safe space, but permission. And what I mean by that is, right, because women, you know, we're also, you know, multifaceted. So what tends to happen, at least let me just speak for myself. I felt like I got educated, right? I have educated. I had a 4.25 in college. I was valedictorian, like all this stuff, right? So when I had all of this stuff in my career, it was very difficult for me to look at my husband and family and stuff and say, I don't want to do that shit anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in that career for almost 15, 20 years. And so to just kind of shift out of it was hard, Lauren. So I think people, you know, sometimes feel like they just need that permission to come to you vulnerably and say, hey, listen, this is what's happening. I really don't want to do that anymore, though. Am I wrong? Because I think sometimes we feel like, am I wrong after I've been doing so well and I've, you know, climbed up the ladder and I'm, you know, six figures now? I don't even want that anymore. And people feel they get challenged with that, Lauren. I don't know if that happened to you, but you do get a challenge, right? So yeah. I love that you're giving them that space and permission that there is no wrong answer when it is what you want to do. Because when you do, you show up not only authentically, but happier.
Yes.
You show up more whole, right? Do you see that transformation in your clients? Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's not just about giving permission, it's also giving them a plan.
That's good. Yeah.
So it's the permission and the plan, because these women are planners. That's how they get to where they are.
PMP, plan and permission. I got it.
Yeah, plan and that's permission, awesome. Communication, clarity. I do all the alliteration.
I love it. I love it.
But I forgot the question. I forgot what was your
No, I'm saying, do you see that, you know, with your people, right? That there's a shift that happens in their life, like when they have that freedom to be themselves, right? It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes it's amazing. I would probably say a good 35 to 40% of the time they realize, oh, you know, I do kind of like what I'm doing. I just don't like where I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, right. That's true though. That's huge. Right. Because I think what I go through sometimes with the women that come to me, because they have an idea of wanting to become coaches. So I help women, you know, from concept to launch for their coaching businesses, right? Mm-hmm. So we get all of the stuff out of them that they are skillful at, what they do, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they realize like, whoa, I actually know a hell of a lot more than I thought I did. Because we do a whole spreadsheet, like it's huge, right? There's a big giant spreadsheet. They're looking at all of it and they're like, it's like, see, this imposter syndrome that we all have, that we don't think we're good enough or smart enough or well capable. And then we create something. We're like, is anybody going to like it or believe me or right? Right, yeah. Lauren? I mean, as coaches, we go through that too. We're first starting to go, you know, get our first client or we want to get our first client. We go through that where we're just like, can I help her? You know what I mean? Like, can I help this woman? I don't know if I'm good enough. So I want those of you who are listening to Lauren and you're jiving with what she's saying, what I want you to kind of also take away from this is that you have people out here. You don't have to do a journey alone. That's first off, because, you know, Lauren's even here to say, hey, I can actually help you get some clarity around where you are, where you're feeling a little bit maybe foggy in your thought process, or you're feeling stuck, or you're feeling like you're in a rut, right? Because that happens to us, Lauren. Yes. After a while, you kind of do feel like you're in a rut, and you're right. It doesn't always have to be that you don't like what you're doing, but maybe where you're doing it at. I love that, right? I love that because you're telling them their skill sets, their know-how, their wisdom is valuable. And they're probably just not utilizing it the way they want to. And that's why they're feeling that stuck and empty place. Yes. Right.
Or telling others about it. I mean,
yes, yes.
You can't keep it a secret. You have to tell others. Yeah. You want that promotion, you want that raise, you got to tell them.
Yes. I say, don't be a secret agent. You know what I'm saying? Like, let secret agents be secret agents and you don't be a secret agent. Be somebody who actually says something. So, Talk to us about that process. So if somebody's listening to you right now and is jiving with what you're saying, Lauren, I want them to know though, what is the process? So, you know, okay. So here's a question. How do they even know they need you? Like they need this in their lives. Like give us like something that someone who is listening to right now, because the women who listen or the people who listen are really driven. I have a lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches that listen to the show. Right. So this is your peeps. So I'm just wondering, like, how do you let them become aware? What do you say to them to be aware that maybe they are at a place that they're unhappy, stuck, maybe need a shift or perspective? What would you say to them?
Well, by the time they call me, they already know that they need a shift. So when I talk to them the first time, I'm like, so what led to this call? And then I ask more questions about that. But to get to the point of making that call and getting on that call, I would say if you are sitting at your desk and you're thinking, I don't know what I want to do, but it ain't this. Then it might time to start looking at what is it that you want to do? What is it that's bothering you? And pinpoint that and start moving in that direction. So clarity is always the first step. If you dread if you wake up on Sunday, always wish, already wishing it was 5 o'clock or whenever you get off on Friday, that may be a time.
Might be a little indicator. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. That's what happened to me too. Like I was already searching about maybe 5-6 years ago, just searching for something more meaningful or different. Mm-hmm. I was doing something meaningful, but I wanted something different. And I did the same. I did exactly that. When you said that, I visualized myself because I remember that looking at the screen and going, I can't. I can't, right? And then after a few years, I got my my master's certification in neuro-linguistic programming and in life coaching and all that great stuff. And once I did all of that, then I was like, then it really was my heart and passion. So what I was doing as a career wasn't passionate anymore. I was just like literally just doing the work because it was something I had to just do, you know? So I get what you're saying. And I bet you that people who are listening to this right now, they're like, oh my God, that's me. It's like 1,000% me, right? So yes. I love that. Now, do you work with them for a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, a year? What do you do?
Well, they're sessions. So it's like 4 sessions or 8 sessions or 12 sessions. Because I used to do one-off calls and I don't currently do them because I really like to help people along. And generally what needs to be done can't be done in a call or you have done it. You have done it talking to your bestie, but I help them. It's a process, and process takes longer than an hour call. So it's usually at least 4 sessions. So,
okay. Wow. Okay. That's good. Right. Because I think in 4 sessions, they'll be able to at least recognize what might be holding them back and where they may be wanting to go next. I will say that a process with working with any coach, it's usually longer than that, right? Because you're going to get in the weeds somewhere along the lines. Yes. And this is why I always say, Lauren, every coach needs a coach. Every therapist needs a therapist. Every doctor needs a doctor. Like we all need it too, right? You and I also need it, right? Because we'll get stuck in our niches and in our places and not move forward. So we need coaches too. But those of you who are listening and are driving with what Lauren is saying, what I will say to you is a call doesn't hurt. Right. Yeah. So call Lauren and see if this is why you are stuck where you are or not feeling like you can move forward. I feel like, Lauren, you know, when we go through things in life, it is our duty to pass on that knowledge to another person. Right. It is. This is how I feel. Right. I just feel like we are created to have our lives, of course, go through our lives, but then use that knowledge to impact somebody else's life. That's my goal. That's my mission. That's what I do. That sounds like that's what you do, you know, because you said you were also surrounded with a lot of strong women who passed that on to you. And it is now your duty to pass this on to others, right? Yes.
It's the proverb.
Yeah, exactly. It is exactly. And I believe in God and I believe in the word. I believe in all that, but it's the truth, right? And the truth is what really does set you free. And when you start to feel like you're stuck, believe me, you're not stuck. You need a different perspective.
Yes.
You know, that's what that is. So yeah, you might feel a little bit of brain fog or you can't move forward, but the truth is you need someone else to just come in and just say, hey, have you thought of X? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all we need sometimes is that little bit of a shove to just peek over around the corner and see something a little bit differently. So I love the work you're doing. I respect the work you're doing. And I'm glad that you are helping these women to move forward because, Lauren, we you know, it's happening out there. A lot of people are feeling really stuck and they're just not happy anymore. It's not how it used to be where you used to get a job for 30 years, retire, die. You know, it's not like that. We are feeling now like we just need more in our lives and we don't want to live our lives like that anymore. You know, so I mean, you have your hands full with your little ones, right?
They're little characters.
Yeah. So fun though. But Lauren, just like this, they grow. Just like
I know. Even now, it's just like, oh my gosh, can't believe you're going to be 3 soon.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you're going to look one day and say, I can't believe I'm at their graduation. It is that fast. I mean, my kids are grown. They're, you know, 36, 30. Oh my God, 36, 34, 30, and 25. Wow. And I just had a little granddaughter. I'm having my second grandson with my daughter. Aww. And it's just like, how did this happen though? I'm looking at my baby holding a baby and I'm like, that's just not real. Like, how is that happening?
You know? I look at them. I'm like, I can't. Almost every day, I'm like, I can't believe there are two of you.
Yeah.
There are two of you.
Two of you. That's right. Well, you birthed them, so you know there's two of them. So.
Yeah.
So funny. But Lauren, I really love you. I love your energy. I love what you're about. And I know that, you know, like I said, a lot of driven women listen to the show and probably jive with everything you're saying. So before I wrap up and let you go, I do want them to know how to contact you or how to get in contact, you know, to kind of work with you or see if it's a good fit, right? So Give us that information on how people can reach you.
Well, mostly on LinkedIn. You can find me at Lauren Young Durbin. And also the best place, if you want to just schedule us a free call, 20 minutes, it's Tyche Coaching, T-Y-C-H-E, coaching.com. And you can go ahead and schedule a time for us to chat and see what's going on. And if I can help, if you need help, just want someone to talk to for 20 minutes. But so LinkedIn at laurenyoung.com it is linkedin.com. And my Tyche Coaching, T-Y-C-H-E coaching.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us and for, you know, just having this amazing, ability to connect with women in this way. I just love that we can really reach into the lives of others and shift their perspective and also shift maybe the direction that they're going. And that will then help them shift for others, right? That's what we're here for, Lauren. That's what we're here for. So thank you for hanging out with me on Straight Talk. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So fun. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I'm going to make sure to put all Lauren's information below. And for those of you who are listening, honestly, ladies, just take a breath. Take a breath, because I promise you that life doesn't end because you're stuck. Take a breath, change your perspective, go for a walk, do whatever you got to do, and then get back in the game because you got this, okay? And if we're not promised tomorrow, but tomorrow's coming. And so if you're going to be here tomorrow, get yourself unstuck, make a phone call, get a connection and see where life can take you. Because I'm telling you that you never, ever know how one little perspective can shift your entire life. Exactly. I love you guys so much. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know the drill. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.